Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, last half hour of this Wednesday, January 24th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, share the podcast on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcasts. Tell the people to listen to the show. Greatly appreciate that. One of the things that is going on in the state of Michigan as we prepare for the State of the State address tonight by the governor is, what are they going to do this legislative year? This is an election year. There's going to be a presidential primary on February the 27th. You need to get your application for an absentee ballot in, get your ballot, vote, and then volunteer to be a poll challenger. Just be there to watch what's going on. See if you see the same person trying to vote throughout the day. Watch and see how they handle feeding the absentee ballots into the tabulators. When they close the polls down at 8 o'clock, watch them generate the tabulator tape. See how that process is handled. See how they secure the ballots. Just be there to watch. Or better yet, call your clerk up right now and say, do you need help with the election? Go through a short training. Be certified to be a poll worker. They'll pay you to be there. You can sit there and watch what's going on while they pay you. They need people to do certain jobs to process 9 days of early voting. But then we head into the August 6th primary. And it's going to be an interesting primary because a lot of people are responding to our message that they got to run for office this year. They're coming to the class for Robert's Rules of Order in the Michigan State Constitution. They're learning about local government. They're questioning, asking their incumbents these questions, where they stand on these four core values. And then deciding, you know what, I think I have to run against them. I have to run against my county commissioner. I have no idea how to be a county commissioner, but I will be educated, I will be engaged, I'll be informed, and I'll know how to do it. Just by taking the class alone, folks, you're going to understand how meetings work and how, if you want to get something passed, how you make a motion and build support for it. And then hopefully present the case in such a way that you can get your fellow board members, at least a majority of them, to approve it. But one of the things that is really coming to light is, while they have an election to run for, some being primary challenged in August, others running unopposed, anointed, they'll be on the ballot in November based on the fact that they live in a Republican district, they'll probably get reelected. Well, part of that process in Lansing is going to be a budget. Our current fiscal year budget ends on September 30th. Come October 1st at midnight, they have to have another budget in place. Well, with this being an election year and not getting any China virus money anymore from Washington, no money in the bank, any of that money reserved, no, they spent it all. How is this governor, and one thing I'm going to be listening for tonight in the State of the State address at 7 o'clock, how is she going to pass a budget where she cannot come anywhere close to the $82 billion budget we're currently operating with? How is she going to make cuts? China virus money's gone, Governor. You spent it. So where are you going to make cuts to the budget? That's what I want to hear. I want to hear what bureaucratic departments, what programs Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the Michigan Strategic Fund, all these millions of dollars that she's going to be talking about spending, as well as her new Hire Michigan program that's going to cost the general fund $100 million. Where is she going to get the money? There's only one way you can possibly come close to maintaining that $82 billion budget, folks, and it's called increased taxes. Is she going to talk about that tonight? Is this a little surprise that she's got for us that she'll be announcing? Because that's the only way you're going to come close to $82 billion. You're going to have to increase sales tax, income tax, every conceivable tax that we pay to Lansing will have to go up this year as part of the budget. There's only one problem. It's an election year. When you ask your state representative, are you going to vote for this budget with the increased taxes required to fund it? They are not going to want to tell you, yes, I'm going to vote for it. Why? Because they're facing an election in November. There's only one problem. The budget expires at September 30th at midnight this year. October 1st, they got to have a new budget. And then a month later, they're running for election. Are you kidding me? You know, this might end up being the absolute perfect storm of an overspending governor, an overspending state legislature, that now have to do a new budget before the November 5th general election. Again, October 1st at midnight, our budget is done. A month and 4 days later, November 5th, guess what? They got to have an election. So the balancing act, in the words coming out of these incumbent state reps and state senators, now the senators don't have to worry. Why? Because they're not on the ballot this year. Yeah, John DeMoos is safe for another 2 years. He doesn't come up for re-election until 26. So the senators can breathe easy. You know where all the pressure is going to be? State reps. State reps. And what they should have done for this year's current fiscal year, 2024, not one Republican should have voted for that budget. Not one. That should have been completely 100% a Democrat-only vote of 56 in the House and 20 in the Senate signed by the governor. The Democrats should have been forced to take responsibility and own the budget, where they spent the $9 billion surplus that they had in the bank. But they spent it all. They had to give away the goodies, the pork barrel projects. John DeMoos got $15 million for a study of fresh water in Traverse City. John, I'm still waiting to find out who got that money. And why did we need to spend $15 million on a freshwater study? And here's the other main component to all this, folks. In a year that the grassroots are holding the elected officials accountable, in a year that they are running for office, in a year that these establishment incumbents are going to be voted out, how is that going to affect Lansing. We're doing it at the county level. That's why we're promoting these county party events. We're asking you to come and become a precinct delegate for Mackinac County. By the way, I still have those two free tickets. Nobody has claimed them for Mackinac County residents. Text me your name, your email address, as well as what city or area you live in Mackinac County. We've got two tickets for you to come to the class for free. You get to meet the people. You get to meet the chair of the party, Roxanne Dufort, Kathy Perry, all the other patriots that make up the Mackinac County Republicans. You get to come to the class for free. Two tickets paid for. Now, one of the things you have to understand, this is going to be a very interesting dynamic because here's what's lining up. Candidates running for office, asking the tough questions while the governor has got to figure out a new budget. Is that going to be part of the discussion tonight? We'll have to wait and see. Spending hundreds of millions of dollars, like the money grows on trees. Where is the new budget money coming from for this summer's budget? Folks, we're getting nicer weather. Last night it didn't even get down below freezing. Snow's already starting to melt out on the deck and on the driveways. Spring's coming. As soon as they fill those two vacancies for Lori Stone and Kevin Coleman, Democrat state reps that won their mayoral races in Warren and Westland, well, guess what? They'll be back in business. They're hoping the Democrats will win those seats and they'll have their majority back. Well, it's called budget time in an election year. And we're going to be asking the tough questions of these incumbents. Are you going to vote for the budget? Yes or no? If they're Republican and they say yes, vote them out. It's that simple. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Spalliver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that, after all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalliver, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalliver for state rep.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. If you have not attended this month, January's meeting of your local Republican County Party, you need to make sure that you find out when the next one's going to be for the month of February. Now, many of them, I'm being told, are going to have their meetings either before or immediately after the county conventions on February the 15th. Call the conventions have already gone out. Most secretaries have emailed the precinct delegates, and it's going to be Thursday, February 15th at 7 o'clock. That's what the state bylaws require county conventions to be held. You need to go to the migop.org website, go down and click on county chairs, and contact your county chair for your party and to find out when their next meeting is going to be. We need these county parties to come up with a list of their vetted and who they would like to see elected in the August 6th primary. Now, I'll give you a perfect example. I received this from Monica Drzezinski. She is the vice chair of the Presque Isle County Republicans. She's also the chairwoman of their vetting committee. At the top of the list, names that they want the vetting committee to review and come up with a list of their first, second, third, and fourth choices for the U.S. Senate race, because the candidates have to obtain at least a minimum of 15,000 valid signatures to make it on the ballot. James Craig, Michael Hoover, Peter Meyer, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, Sandy Pensler, Mike Rogers, Benson Samuel, Sharon Savage, Nikki Snyder, Alexandria Taylor, Glenn Wilson, and J.D. Wilson. Those are the candidates that they're going to look at their campaign websites, look at their positions, their issues on those websites, and come up with their first, second, third, and fourth choices. In Presque Isle County, they're vetting the two U.S. congressman candidates, incumbent Jack Bergman versus Josh Saul. He's already filed his paperwork and is in the process of collecting his 1,500 signatures to make it on the ballot to run against Jack Bergman. In the Michigan State House, they're represented right now by Ken Cavett, and he's already filed Todd Smallenberg. Smallenberg has already been endorsed by their county party. Other candidates they're looking at, county sheriff is Joe Brubaker. He's unopposed at this time. Presque Isle County prosecutor Ken Radziban. He's unopposed. And for the Presque Isle County clerk, they have a Republican running this year, Darren Darga. He's right now unopposed in the Republican primary and has also been endorsed by the Presque Isle County Republican Party. County commissioners. There's five county commissioners in Presque Isle County. First district is Cliff Tolini. He's unopposed at this time. I doubt if anybody will primary challenge him. Good, solid conservative running for re-election. In District 2, they need a candidate. In District 3 for county commissioner, they need a candidate. In District 4, county commissioner right now is Wayne Seeley. He's a Republican, unopposed at this time. In the last District 5, they need a candidate. So if you live in Presque Isle County and you live in Districts 2, 3, and 5, you need to get a hold of Monica Jasinski and say, you know what, I'm willing to think about running. What do I need to do? So I'm going to give out her phone number right now. It's 734-664-3271. If you want to text me PI for Presque Isle, I'll text you back her phone number in a clickable, dialable link. I heard Chuck and Randy talking about it on the radio. I live in District 2. I live in District 3 or 5. And, yeah, you know what? I think I might want to run for county commissioner. They had a meeting last night in Rogers City at 6:30, and they were talking about these seats, these people, and they're still looking for county commissioner candidates. So this is the way the process is working in just one county, folks. It needs to happen in your county. You need to press your county parties to come up with a vetting committee and to come up with a list as to who they would like to see elected in the August 6th primary. Email it to us here at the radio station, wchycallletters.us, our website, at gmail.com, and then I will forward it on to Tammy Clark and Ron Armstrong for Stand Up Michigan and see if we can get some outside funding for your county to get your county choices elected on August 6th. That's part of the plan for 2024. If you guys would like more information or you have questions, text me or call me after the show, 231-360-5140. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by 60s, 70s Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a wonderful Hump Day Wednesday. God willing, we'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything.